Today's here in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Psachim Daf Ayin Ches. We begin on the second line from the top, Ayin Ches Omid Aleph. In most of yesterday's shir, the latter part of the shir, we spent discussing how our Mishnah, originally we said, could not be in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, but ultimately we were able to reconcile our Mishnah with the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. At the beginning of today's shir, we're going to do a very similar attempt to reconcile whether our Mishnah could be like the opinion of Yossi, which we're going to learn today. Now we had alluded to it yesterday. So we start off again, second line from the top, Ayin Ches Amun Aleph. Name of Masnis and the Lok Rabbi Yossi. Let us say that our Mishnah is not going to be able to be authored by Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi cannot be in accord with our Mishnah. Why is that? So again, our Mishnah had taught us that the five Korbanos Tzibur that we had discussed there are allowed to be brought betumah, albeit they're not allowed to be eaten betumah, but they are allowed to be brought betumah. So, Nema Masnis and the Lok Rabbi Yossi, our Mishnah cannot be in accord with what Rabbi Yossi held. What did Rabbi Yossi hold? Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Hatzitz miratza al achilos. We learned this yesterday. Rabbi Eliezer said that when the Kohen Gadol either wears the tzitz, or when the tzitz is around, the tzitz is able to be miratza on achilos, which meant not that you can eat the karban when it's tamei, that you can't do, but the tzitz makes it as if the karban was not tamei, if the meat, the basar of the carbon, as if it was not tamei, it's if it was tar, and therefore all of the rest of the process would now continue as if the meat was tar. That's what the tzitz does. And Rav Yossi disagreed. Rav Yossi omer, eina tzitz meratza al achilos. Rav Yossi had held that the tzitz is not able to be meratza on the achilos. If something is tamei, that is it. It is tamei. Now, how does this affect our understanding of our Mishnah? Kosol kedaitach, we want to suggest midikama Rabbi Yossi ain at tzitz meratza lechilos, based upon this idea that Rabbi Yossi holds that the tzitz is not able to make the tamei meat considered as if it was tar. So he must also hold like Rabbi Yoshua svirulei, that he also holds like Rabbi Yeshua, which we had discussed in great deal yesterday. Damar bo'inan tarti, that you needed both parts. You needed the meat as well as the blood. For example, in a carbon, you needed to have the meat capable of being maktir on the mizbeach, and you needed to have the blood able to be nizrak on the mizbeach. And according to Rabbi Yoshua, you needed both of those in order for the carbon to be good. So we want to assume that Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Yoshua, and therefore neimo hashta masnisin de lo Rabbi Yossi, just like we wanted to originally suggest that our Mishnah could not be like Rabbi Yoshua, based upon that understanding, so to our Mishnah cannot fit in with the shita of Rav Yossi, because our Mishnah said that even though the meat is tame, you can go and bring the carbon and do the zrika. So the Gemara says, no, that's incorrect. Lo, Rav Yossi, in fact, doesn't hold like Rabbi Yoshua. Rav Yossi, ki Rabbi Eliezer svirulei, he holds like Rabbi Eliezer. And that is, the Omar dam afal pishen basar. According to Rabbi Yoshua, you need to have everything good. You need to have the basar good, and you need to have the dam good. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, he says, as long as the dam is good, even though the basar is tamei, afal pishen basar, even though there is no haktoras ha'emurim, even though there is no putting the basar up on the top of the mizbeach, if it's an ola, so in that situation, it doesn't make any impact on the dam. You can still do the zrika of the dam. So we want to suggest that Rav Yossi holds in fact like Rav Eliezer. Mor says, wait a second, if what you're saying is correct, so then what do you even need this statement that Rav Eliezer holds that the tzitz is meratza al achilos? If you're going to tell me that this is true, le mehilchasa ainat tzitz meratza al achilos. So then, what purpose does it serve to tell us that Rav Yossi holds that the tzitz is not meratza al achilos? It's irrelevant. You don't need to have over here the basar to be meratzed by the tzitz, because the way we're now aligning Rabbi Yossi with the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar Dam Afal Pishein Basar, we don't care about the basar. So why do we need to say that Rabbi Yossi holds that the tzitz is not meratzah al achilos? Who cares? So one says, no, you do care. Well, Taimer, according to you, you're saying that you don't care. So then Rabbi Eliezer holds the Amar tzitz is meratzah. Why do we care about that? So then why are you bothering to tell me that according to Rabbi Eliezer? So the same question that you're saying, why are you bothering to tell me that Rabbi Yossi says that tzitz is not meratz al achilos, you can ask the same question on Rabbi Eliezer. Why are you telling me that tzitz is meratz al achilos? Both of them, it's irrelevant. Because both of them you're saying hold that dam afal pi she'ein basar. So obviously that can't be the understanding. So how should you understand it? Elo, the purpose of saying whether the tzitz is meratza or not al achilos is for the following. Elo, lemikubaye bepigul, ulafuke midei me'ila. That's what Rav Yossi And Eliezer Komifli, you're arguing about. Now, what do we mean by that? We have a rule of pigul. Pigul is an incorrect machshava regarding the zman of the carbon. A person says, I'm shechting this carbon now to eat it tomorrow, but it's only allowed to be eaten today and tonight. So therefore, that's a pigul machshava, what we call a chutz luzmano machshava. And without going into great details about it, that as long as the rest of the avoda is done correctly, that's a critical factor, as long as the entire avoda is done correctly, except for the pigul machshava, so then you make it into pigul. Pigul, if somebody eats a kezayis of pigul, the chayiv kares. Now, in this situation, whether the tzitz is meratz or not is critical in determining was the retz of the avoda done properly. So if you say, like Rebbe Eliezer sovar, that the tzitz is meratz tzitz ilave, that the tzitz makes this tomei basar into considered like tohar basar, el mashvi like tohar, so now the rest of the avoda is done correctly, because you're allowed to go and put the basar up on top of the mizbeach. So therefore, your pigul machshava is the only thing wrong with this carbon. And therefore, if the only thing wrong with the carbon is the pigul machshava, it makes it into pigul, kavalei lepigul. So therefore, the kavalei lepigul in this situation, because the haktara of the meat is allowed to be done, because it says it's meratza ala chilos. Likewise, if the zrika is a valid zrika, and you get your kapara, so then you've removed the Isser of Me'ila. The Isser of Me'ila is present on Kotshei Kadoshim up until the point in time that the carbon is completed. When you do the Zrika and everything is done with the carbon, so the Isser of Me'ila no longer exists. So therefore, according to Eliezer, who says that the Tzitz is Meratza Alachilos, so you have essentially done everything else correctly, except the pigul machshava, so you've made it the potential for being pigul. And likewise, umevik le me'ila, since everything is now done correctly, it no longer can have me'ila done to, because the avoda is done. Once the avoda is done, there is no more din of me'ila. However, Rabbi Yossi argues, Rabbi Yossi sovereign, no, lo meratz tzitz ilavei, the tzitz doesn't work to make the basar considered to be tahar, it's tamei, and therefore, below mashri le kitar, it doesn't make it into tahar, and therefore, the pigul machshava is not the only thing wrong. You have the basar being tamei. So there's another thing that's being wrong. When you have something else being wrong, pigul can't take effect. And therefore, below kavalei be pigul, it doesn't take effect. And the meat will not become pigul. If somebody eats a kezayis of it, they wouldn't be chayiv kares. And similarly, below mapik lemi de mila, since you never finished doing all the avoda of the carbon, it retains its status of being kotshei kadoshim, and it retains its status of having mila being able to be done to it. And therefore, that's the machlokas between Rav Yossi and Rav Eliezer over here. And that's why it's important to say whether you hold that the tzitz is meratz alechilos or the tzitz is not meratz alechilos. So therefore, there is no problem in saying that Rav Yossi, in this situation, argues with Rav Eliezer on one thing, but he agrees with him on the other thing. So Gemara says, no. Maskev lo Rav Mari. Rav Mari says, wait a second, we still got a problem. Nihi, nami, the Rav Yossi, sovereign Rav Eliezer. Okay, we've just explained how Rav Yossi could hold like Rav Eliezer in saying that there's dam, afa pishein basar. However, that only works for things for which there's two aspects. There's the dam aspect, and then there is the basar aspect. So one is no good, but nevertheless, the zrika can still be done, because there is still the zrika that needs to be done on the mizbeach, and therefore it works. So that's great for zvachim. We have these two aspects. Bishlom zvachim, we have the basar, that's no good, but you have the dam. So dam, af bishen basar. So ikad dam, you still have the dam, and therefore the tzitz can be meratza, because the zrika is still able to be done, because you don't care about the basar. Omer nami. Likewise with the carbon omer. With the carbon omer, we said that there is a kmitza that is put up on the mizbeach, and the shrayim are eaten by the kohanim. So again, we have the two aspects over here, and the tzitz can be meratza on the shrayim to allow you to do the kmitza. So therefore, ika komets. It's again, that's like the equivalent of the dam with the basar. So the carbon omer in our mission is no problem as well. We understand that too. Lechem aponim nami. Likewise, with the lechem aponim, the 12 breads that we have up on the mizbeach that are taken off on Shabbos and eaten by the kohanim, there's no problem, because while that is like the basar that is tamei, but you have the bazichin, which are the two ladlefuls of frankincense that are put on the mizbeach. There's a haktar of that. So therefore, that's like the dam, and therefore the tzitz is meratz on the lechem aponim, and the equivalent of the dam is the bazichin. So again, no problem with that. Ika bazichin. However, the shtei halechem that are brought on Shavuos, so there is no part of the shtei halechem, there's no kmitza done on the shtei halechem, there is no equivalent of having the basar tomei, and therefore dam afal pi Shein Basar, there is no equivalent in regards to the Lechem Aponim. The Lechem Aponim are eaten entirely by the Kohanim. So Elo Shnei Alechem, Michael and Neymar, there is no equivalence over here. Are you going to tell me, what about the Kivsi Atzeres, the two Kvasim that are brought on Shavuos with the Shnei Alechem? So that will be the equivalent of the Dam from the Kivsi Atzeres will be put on the Mizbeach. So Dam, Alpha Pishein Basar, even though the entire Shnei Alechem are eaten by the Kohanim, the Tzis is Meratza, you can't eat it, but the Tzis is Meratza for them because you have the Dam of the Korbanos that goes on the Mizbeach. Now you're going to tell me, V'chitema, Lakari V'bohem, that this is going to refer to the two Kivsi Atzeres that are brought along with the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos? No, that can't be, because look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah specifically said both. Hainu Shalmei Tzibur. It said the Shalmei Tzibur. Now, the only Shalmei Tzibur, we pointed out, the only time we ever have a carbon shlamin that's a carbon tzibur is the Kivsei Aseretz that are brought on Shavuos with the Shtei Alechem. So it tells me Shalmei Tzibur. So then, why is it also telling me the Shtei Alechem, implying that they're two separate things? Now, if they're not two separate things, it's really one thing, that's not a problem, except that the Mishnah said that there are five things that we bring Betumah, even though we don't eat them. And if you're going to say that the Shalmei Tzibur and the Shtei Alechem are really one and the same, so then Imkain, Havelu Arba, our Mishnah would have said that there are four things, not five things, that you can bring Betumah, even though you can't eat them. Banan Chamisha Tanan, but our Mishnah said five. So then, this still remains a problem. So the word says, Taki, you're right. Rav Bari's question is a stark akasha, and therefore, we can't answer the way we did. Elo kesova Rav Yossi tumo hotro betzibur. The real answer is, to explain how Rav Yossi can be like our Tan of our Mishnah, is because he holds that tumo is hotro betzibur, and therefore, despite the fact that it's tamei, if the majority of Klai Yisrael's tummy, you're allowed to go bring them, because Tumah's Hutra B'tzibur, you don't need the tzitz to be meratz at all. Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur, you're just allowed to go bring it. There's a total, absolute abrogation of the dinim of Tumah in this situation. L'chatchila, you can go bring it, you don't have to do anything. Now, Moore says, that's also not correct. But Tanya, he doesn't hold like that, because I'll show you that Rav Yossi holds that Tumah is Duchuya B'tzibur, not Hutra B'tzibur. Whole discussion we had yesterday. Rav Yossi actually doesn't hold that Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur. He doesn't say it's absolutely permissible. L'chatchila, he says, no, you have to do everything possible. It's only Duchuya B'tzibur. If you can't do something, so then you're allowed to go bring it. But otherwise, it's Duchuya B'tzibur. Where do we see this? Because we're learning in a Braisa, and this is talking about the Kohen Gadol bringing the various kabbanos on Yom Kippur, and similarly the Kohen Gadol bringing the Parah Aduma. In both of them, we do various preparations to make sure that the Kohen Gadol is Tohar. We go out of our way to eliminate any possibility that the Kohen Gadol is Tomei. For example, in this situation with Tumas Meis. So Echod Zev, Echod Zev, both in regards to Kohen Gadol bringing the various sacrifices that he brings on Yom Kippur, and the Kohen Gadol bringing the Parah Aduma, we say maybe he became in contact with Tumas Meis, and we don't know about it. Now, there's a machlokas as to when you have to go and be mazeh on Yom Shlishi and Shvi, on the third and the seventh day. So the ideal way to do it is, if a person became Tomei today, so if a person's Tomei today, so then on day three from today, you go do the first of the Hazals. You do the Hazal of Yom Shlishi. Then you do, on the seventh day, the Hazal of Yom Shvi. And then you go to the Mikvah, and that night you're Tahar. That's the normal way that a person becomes Tahar from Tumas Meis. So in both of these situations, the Kohen Gadol, we want to make sure that he's absolutely Tahar. He may have come into contact with Tumas Meis, and we don't know, both for the Yom Kippur Avoda, as well as for the Parah Aduma, so we do extra sprinklings on him. Now, the Tanna Kamma, Rav Meir, says, Mazin lov kol shiva, mikol chatos shayusham. What we would do in this situation is we would go and do a hazar, not on Shlishi and Shvi, but to make absolutely extra certain that we were doing it on day three and doing it on day seven, which is the ideal way to do it. So for every one of the 7 days that he was set aside, the Kohen Gadol was set aside 7 days before he brought the Korbanos on Yom Kippur, and before he did the Parah Aduma, they would sprinkle on him every single day. And this way, in case today was day three, we're definitely doing it. In case today is day seven, we're definitely doing it. And therefore, in this situation, we're doing it in the lechatchila way, and we do it as well, mikol chatos shayusham. They would do it from every possible Parah Aduma that had ever been brought. Moshe Rabbeinu brought one Parah Aduma that lasted for the entire first Beis HaMikdash. Ezra brought another Parah Aduma at the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, and in the second Beis HaMikdash, some machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, how many Parah Adumas were brought? Either there'll be a total of 7 or be a total of 10, with one, the last one being brought by Moshiach Tzidkenu, and in any event, they would sprinkle from every one of the paratumas that they had, just in case they wanted to make 100% sure that the Kohen Gadol actually was sprinkled with kosher paraduma, to make sure that under no circumstances was he going to be Tamei Meis at the time that he did the Avoda of either Yom Kippur or the paraduma. Great, that's Divrei Rav Meir, that's how machmer he was. Obviously, Rav Meir holds Tumma Duchuya Metziba if we go to all this trouble. But his Bar Plukta, Rav Yossi, also holds that, albeit not as strictly. Rav Yossi, Meir, no. Listen, you don't have to do it on Vaday the third day and Vaday the seventh day. The bottom line is, as long as you do it on day 3 and day 7, so then, whatever day he was Tamei, so then he'll become Tahar now. So Rav Yossi, Meir, you don't have to do it every day. Ein Mazin Alav, Ella Shlishi Ushvi Bavat. You just do it. You're putting him away for 7 days in both situations. So he's going to be extra careful and put aside for these 7 days before Yom Kippur, before the Paraduma. And on day 3 of those 7 days, and on day 7 of the 7 days, you're going to go sprinkle on the Paraduma. Now, he's not as strict as Rav Meir, but clearly this was not because of known Tumah, this was just in case. Now, if you hold Tumah Hotra B'tzibur, this would be unnecessary. So clearly, ergo, you see that he holds it, the Tumah is Dechuyah B'tzibur. You wouldn't need to do anything with Hazos that are a Sofek. You would just go and say, go do the Paraduma. Go do the Yom Kippur Avoda. So the fact that you have to do the Hazos, clearly Rav Yossi also holds that Tumah is the Chuyah B'tzibur. So therefore, we have no teretz. There is no way to explain how Rav Yossi could be the author of our Mishnah, could be in accord with the opinion of our Mishnah, Ela Machvarta. Like we originally said, it's white, it's clear that Masnisin Delok Rav Yossi. As opposed to yesterday, we were able to ultimately say that Rav Yeshua could be in accord with our Mishnah. There is no way to say that the opinion of Rav Yossi is possibly going along with our Mishnah, that you're allowed to go and bring these things, bitumah, if the tzibur is tamei, you can bring them, albeit you can't eat them. Now, in yesterday's share, I said there was a very enigmatic statement that Rav Yossi made, which I said we would not be able to understand. We'd have to wait till today to understand it. So we're going to actually repeat that entire Gemara from yesterday. So rather than me repeat it outside, we'll see it inside. So Rapapa says to Abaye, I don't understand, nobody understands, that statement that Rav Yossi made. Because Rav Yossi is the equivalent of Rav Yossi, shtar mezakele lebei trehu. Rav Yossi is basically saying that Reuven is right and Shimon is right. He's asked the Paskin of Shaila, and he says, my psak is that Reuven is right and Shimon is right. Now, it's impossible to say the exact opposite thing. So how can both of them be right? Now, what exactly did he say? The Tanya, who's running the Brisa. This is the statement we had yesterday. Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi said, Ro ani es divrei Rabbi Eliezer bizvachim, and the Ro ani es divrei Rabbi Yoshua bizvachim. He says, I, in the Machlokas, we had yesterday to Rabbi Eliezer and Yoshua, and we'll go again what that was today. In regards to Zvachim, Rabbi Eliezer is right. And in regards to Zvachim, Rabbi Yeshua is right. Again, absolutely impossible. He's saying that both of them are right. Can't be. They're arguing with each other. And likewise, in regards to Menachos, Rabbi Eliezer, in regards to Menachos, I say that Rabbi Eliezer is right. And Rabbi Yeshua, Menachos. And Rabbi Yeshua is also right, Menachos. Now again, the Machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, we had alluded to today, and that is Dam Afal Pi Shein Basar. Do we in fact say you need both or not? So Rabbi Eliezer says you don't need both, Dam Afal Pi Shein Basar. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you need to have both the Dam and the Basar. So what Rav Yossi is saying is that both of them are right, both in regards to Zvachim and in regards to Menachos. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, you need to have the Dam and the Basar in regards to Zvachim. And in regards to Menachos, you need to have the Shrayim and the Kmitza. All have to be Tar. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, no. As long as you have the Dam, you're okay, even if the Basar is Tameh. And as long as you have the Kmitza, that's okay, even though the Shrayim are Tameh. Now, let's actually see this inside in the Brisa. The Brisa continues and says, where do I see Rabbi Yossi says, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer b'Zvachim? I hold like Rabbi Eliezer b'Zvachim because I hold Shohayah Omer, the Rabbi Eliezer holds. And I agree with him. Dam, Afal Pi Shein Basar, that as long as the Dam is present, it's not Tameh. Even though the Basar is not there, you can still do the Zrika. But then he says, I also agree with Rabbi Yeshua, the Rabbi Yeshua b'Zvachim, who says the exact opposite. Shayomer, im ein Dam, ein Basar. Im ein Basar, ein Dam. Rabbi Yeshua says you need both. If you only have one and not the other, it's no good. So Rabbi Yeshua says, if you don't have the Dam, so then you can't do that Torah of the Basar. And if you don't have the Basar, it's Tameh, it's not there, then ein Dam. You can't do the Zrika. So that's the exact opposite of Rabbi Eliezer. How can Rabbi Yossi say, I agree with both of them? And he says the exact same thing by Menachos. And he says, I hold Divrei Rabbi Eliezer Menachos. I see that. I understand that that is correct. Because he holds. Shoy Omer, Kometz, Avabishin, Shraim. The equivalent to Shraim is like the Basar. And the Kmitza is like the Dam. And Rabbi Eliezer says, even though the Shraim are not there, they're Tomei, they're Ova, they're Saruf, it's not a problem. Because as long as the Kmitza is not Tomei, the Kmitza is there and it's good, you can do the Kmitza even though there's no Shraim. Exactly the equivalent by Menachos, like by Basar. The Basar doesn't have to be there. Nevertheless, you can do the Zrika. But then he says, I also hold like Rabbi Yeshua ben Menachos, who says the exact opposite. Shai Omer, Imein Shom Shraim, and Komets. Imein Komets, and Shraim. He says you need both. If you don't have the Shraim, if they're Tomei or they're gone, you can't do the Kmitza. And if the Kmitza is not able to be done, so then you can't eat the Shraim. So what's going on? Rabbi Yossi holds like both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua in both the Machlokas by Zvachim and the Machlokas by Menachos. So this was the Brice we said yesterday. It makes no sense whatsoever. And that's now what we're going to finally address. So Rav Papa says to Abaye, what is going on over here? So Abaye says, Amalei, no, this is a simple reconciliation. Mistavra Kamar, Rav Yossi is just telling us over here what the Machlokas is between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Ki Kai Bizvachim, when he was sitting and learning Masechta Zvachim, so Amar, he said, this is the halacha, that Mistabra, ki heche, the pligi Bizvachim, pligi nami b'nachos. Yeah, we have this machlokis in Zvachim. Rabbi Eliezer holds that you need dam, afa pishen basar. And Yeshua says, no, you need both. Oh, that machlokis in Zvachim is exactly the same machlokis that they're going to have by Menachos with the Kmitza and the Shrayim. So when Rabbi Yossi was learning Zvachim, he pointed out that, by the way, there's a similar machlokas in regards to Menachos. Not that he holds like both of them, he's just pointing out there's a similar machlokas in regards to Menachos. So when he was learning Zvachim, he said there's a similar machlokas in regards to Menachos. And Mistabra, he says, Koy ben Menachos, when he was sitting and learning Menachos, he said the same thing. Amar Mistabra, ki heche de pligi ben Menachos, pligi nami bezvachim. When he was learning the Gemara in Menachos, talking about the machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, in regards to, do you need to have both the Kmitz and the Shrayim? So he said, ah, Taka, this is the same machlokas that he had by Zvachim. That's all Rabbi Yossi is telling us. Abaye answers to Rav Papa. Gemara says, Rav Papa says, Amalei, it doesn't make any sense. I can understand, Hotenach, it makes okay, good sense, Ki Koy Bizvachim, when he's learning the Gemara in Zvachim, for him to say, Amar, Mistabra, Ki Hech, the Pligi Bizvachim, Pligi Namim Monachos. Makes sense to say, when he's sitting and learning Masechta Zvachim, that by the way, there's a similar machlokas by Menachos, because Menachos is not the primary place where this machlokas comes about. Zvachim is the primary place, so when you're learning the primary place, it makes sense to say, yeah, there's also a secondary similar machlokas in regards to Menachos. Very good, Hotenach, it works out very well. Hotenach is like Bishlomo. Now, that's because the Ika Kroy, Kikisivi, Bizvachim Sivi, because the psukim that they had the machlokas on, Vasisol Osecha, Basar, Vihadam, and Dam Zvachecha Yishofech, that whole machlokas that we had yesterday, is written in regards to Zvachim. So it makes sense when you're learning the main subject of discussion, Zvachim, then you would say, by the way, there's a parallel discussion in Menachos. But, Ela, Kikai B'Menachos, when you're sitting there learning Masechta Menachos, and that's the subordinate machlokas area, it's not based upon the Psukim. For Omar, for him to say, Mistabra, Kihecha, the Pligi B'Menachos, Pligi Dam Mizvachim, for you could cry Mizvachim Udechsive. Of course it is. That's the main source for learning everything. So why, when you're learning Menachos, you say, yo, Taka, you know, I think this is the same machlokas that they had by Zvachim. No, Zvachim is the main machlokas. And by the way, they have a similar machlokas by Menachos. So therefore, Rav Papa doesn't like the teretz that Abaye gave. No, we have a question. What in the world does the Braisa mean? What is Rav Yossi saying? He holds like everybody. So he says, Rav Papa holds El Lokasha. This is how Rav Papa would answer up the seeming stira in Rav Yossi saying, I hold like both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, both by Zvachim and by Menachos. So what Rav Yossi is really saying, according to Rav Papa, is, Roa ani es divrei Rabbi Eliezer ben Nitma v'divrei Rabbi Yeshua ba'avud v'sarov. The question is, why was there no basar? So Rav Papa is saying, the Rav Yossi says, you can't hold like Rabbi Eliezer throughout and Rabbi Yeshua throughout, but he's saying, I pick and choose when the meat is not there, quote, because it's Tomei, and that's why it's considered that it's not there. So then I hold like Rabbi Eliezer and say, even though you don't have Basar, because the Basar is Tomei, you still have Dam, Afal Bishain Basar, because the Basar is Tomei, and therefore there is a way that you can still be Zorik the Dam. But I hold like Rabbi Yeshua that if you don't have both, you can't be Zorik the Dam. That's when you're dealing with the Basar. Not that it's Tameh, but it's Avud, it's lost, or it's Sarif, or it's burned. It's physically not there. And that's what Rav Yossi is saying. In some case, I hold like Rabbi Eliezer by Tameh. Then I say Basar, Afal Bishen Basar. But I hold like Rabbi Yeshua that you need both. That's when the Basar is Avud or Sarif. Mura says, "Benitma my timer." What's the rationale behind Rav Papa's dichotomy here to say that Rav Yossi has a fine knife here, and he says, "I hold like Rav Eliezer b'tame, and I hold like Rav Yeshua b'avod and sarif." Why? So when it's nitma, the reason is because mishum the meratze tzitz, because Rav Eliezer holds that the tzitz is meratze, and that's why you can still bring the dam, even though this is the basu is tame. Oh, Gemara says that's not true. Hosham is Leila Rav Yossi, Domer Ein at Tzitz Meratza Alachilos. But Rav Yossi doesn't hold from the Tzitz working. So if you're telling me, oh, the Tzitz is Meratza for the Basar, and that's why Rabbi Leza says that the Basar is allowed, the Dam is allowed to be Nizrak because the Tzitz is Meratza for the Basar. But Rav Yossi doesn't hold from that. Rav Yossi, we just said earlier in the Shia today, we said in yesterday's Shia, he holds the Tzitz is not Meratza Alachilos. So that can't be the right answer. Well, says you're right. No. Still, we're okay. El Lokasha. What the dichotomy is that Rav Yossi is saying, I hold in part like Rabbi Eliezer and in part like Rabbi Yeshua, is as follows. When Rav Yossi says, Roani is Divi Rabbi Eliezer, in what circumstance do I paskel like Rabbi Eliezer? Dam Alpha Bishayin Basar, that's Bekarbon Sibur. And in what case do I hold like Rabbi Yeshua? Roani is Divi Rabbi Yeshua, that you can't bring it unless you have both? That's Bekarbon Yochid. So that's the distinction, that's the fine scalpel, the dichotomy. The Rav Yossi says, in some way I hold like Rabbi Eliezer, and in some way I hold like Rabbi Yeshua, and that's how Rav Papa explains this strange brisa. Where it says, that's also a problem. Betzibur my time. Again, why would Rabbi Eliezer say that Betzibur it's good? Mustn't it be Mishum the Tumah Hotra Betzibur? Because when it comes to Tumah, we just push everything aside. When the Tzibur is Tameh, everything is kosher. L'chat Chila, Tumah Hutra Betzibur. That's why it's good, according to Rabbi Eliezer. But there's a problem. Number one, Chada, the Shabbos Leila Rav Yossi, Dama Tumah Dechuyehi Betzibur. We just proved that Rav Yossi holds that Tumah is Dechuyehi Betzibur and not Hutra Betzibur. So how are you allowed to just say, Dam Afa Bishayin Basar by Karbon Tzibur, it's Tumah Dechuyehi Betzibur. And even if you want to say that that's not a problem, V'od, Ibet Sibur, if you're dealing with a carbon Sibur over here, Rabbi Eliezer, Machshir, V'lo Rabbi Yeshua, in this situation, is it a Das Yochid? Is it only the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that says you can bring Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, that you can go bring the carbon, and Rabbi Yeshua says you can't? And we turn to Ayin Ches Omid Beis. But Ha'amis B'Tzibur, Afil Rabbi Yeshua's Molde. Everybody agrees. Even Rabbi Yeshua says that we have this concept of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. So therefore, you can bring the carbon Sibur if everyone is Tomei, if the majority of Klai Yisrael is Tomei. So again, how, Rav Papa, are you bringing your scalpel here to say the Rav Yossi holds like Rav Eliezer in one case and Rav Yeshua in another case? It can't be the difference between a carbon Sibur and a carbon Yochid. It doesn't fit. Someone says, you're Taka right. We'll have to change one more time. Elo, you know what Rav Papa said, that the machlokis is between that Rav Yossi sometimes holds like Rav Eliezer and sometimes holds like Rav Yeshua. What is it? Roani Divri Rav Eliezer. Rav Papa would explain Rav Yossi as saying that I hold like Rabbi Eliezer in a case of after the fact, bid the Evid. No, if you went and did the Zrik of the Dam, so bid the Evid, it's okay. But, L'chat Chila, I hold like Rabbi Yeshua, that you shouldn't go and do it. Bid the Rabbi Yeshua, L'chat Chila. That's the scalpel that Rav Yossi takes in this Brisa to say, in part I hold like Rabbi Eliezer, and in part I hold like Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara still says it's no good. The Evid, I feel Rabbi Yeshua, Nami Modahu. You can't tell me that Rabbi Yeshua says that the evidence is no good, because Befeirish, it says, we learned above, Diktani, Mo, the Rabbi Yeshua, Shim Zarak, Hurtza, that Rabbi Yeshua also agrees, bid the Eved, when there's the Tzibur is Tame, that if you went and did the Zrika, it is going to be good. Bid the Eved. So how can you tell me that Rabbi Yeshua holds that it's no good, bid the Eved? It's only Rabbi Eliezer to hold it's good, bid the Eved. So Gemara says, okay, this is the final teretz. Ha bituma, ha biyaviv v'sarv. Here, in regards to the bidiyevid versus the chachila, we can take our scalpel and even cut more finely and say that only in this area about bidiyevid, that's where we say that Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Eliezer in regards to if it was tamei and you did it bidiyevid versus if it was avid v'sarv and you did the zrika bidiyevid. So
Ki ketane, when we just learned in this brisa that Moda Rabbi Yeshua Shem Zorak Hurtza, that which we said, the Rabbi Yeshua's Moda, that after the fact, if you did the Zrika, you're going to be Meratza, it's good, that's only Benitma, in the case of Nitma. There, in the case of Nitma, Rabbi Yeshua agrees that it bids the Eved, it's okay. But, Avol Be'ovud V'saruf, but if the meat is either lost or burnt, then even bid the Eved, Rabbi Yeshua says it's no good. Lo. And, Ki Kama Rabbi Yossi, and when Rabbi Yossi said, Ro'ani is Divri Reliezer, bid the Eved, what is he talking about? It's only talking about, in the case of Ovid V'saruf, that Rabbi Yeshua says it's no good, even bid the Eved. And Rabbi Eliezer, he holds that even Ovid and Saruf is okay, bid the Eved. That's where Rabbi Yossi says, I hold like Rabbi Eliezer, bid the Eved, it's good. But Lechatrila, I hold like Rabbi Yossi, that for Ovid and Saruf, you shouldn't do this Rika. And that's the scalpel, that's the fine dichotomy that Rabbi Yossi makes over here in this Brisa. That in this regard, I hold like Rabbi Eliezer, bid the Eved, but Ovid and Saruf, it's okay. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua says, by Ovid and Saruf, bid the Eved, it's no good. But Lechatchila, I hold, like Rabbi Yeshua, that by Ovid and Saruf, you shouldn't go and do the Zrikas Adam. That is the final reconciliation of this enigmatic Brisa. The Rabbi Yossi seemed to say, I hold like everybody, like Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, both by Zvachim and by Menachos. That was a little bit of a tough sugya. Baruch Hashem, we completed it. Let's go on to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Nitma Basar V'chelev Kayim. In a situation dealing here with the Korban Pesach, this is Maseches Pesachim, so we're dealing the default with the Korban Pesach. So if the Basar of the Korban Pesach became Tameh, but the Chelev is not Tameh, the Chelev is still around, and it's Tohar, so then, Eino Zorik Adam. You're not allowed to do the Zrika Adam by the Korban Pesach, because the Iker, as we said in the last Mishnah, the Iker by the Korban Pesach is to go and eat the Korban Pesach. Now here we're not talking about the entire Tzibur is Tameh, we're talking about an individual. So an individual, we don't say Tum Huch B'Tzibur, an individual will be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. So therefore, if you shechted the Korban Pesach, and somehow the Basar became Tameh, so the Basar can't be eaten, albeit you still have the Chelev, so one might have thought that you can do the Zrika because you still have Tahar Chelev, and you're able to put those sacrificial fats up on the Mizbeach. So the Mishnah tells us, Eino Zorek es Adam, because the whole purpose of the Korban Pesach is to eat the Korban Pesach, and here you can't eat it. However, Nitma Chelev, if you can't bring the sacrificial fats up onto the Mizbeach because they became Tomei, however, Habasar Kayim, the Basar is still Tar, so therefore, there is no problem in eating the meat, so then, Zorik is Adam. We are allowed to be Zorik the Dam, because, again, the Ikka purpose of the Korban Pesach is the eating, and you can do that. Oh, you can't do the Haktaras Emurim? Okay, you can't do the Haktaras Emurim. No problem. Now, this is a din only by Korban Pesach. By all other kachim, ubi mukdashim, by other kabanos, it's the exact opposite. Ain't okay. Elo, what's the halacha there? Afa pishinit ma'abasar. In that, all the other kabanos, where there's no specific mitzvah that you must eat them. You're allowed to eat them, it's a mitzvah to eat them, but it's not ma'ake, that's not the essence of the karban. So by all other kabanos, if the meat became tameh, but the chelev is kayim, and you can bring the sacrificial fats, the chelev up on the mizbeach, zorik is a dam, no problem. Everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, if dam is only present, afal pishein basu, it's no good. He holds, but here you do have basu, you have chelev, and as long as you can do the haktaras of the emurim, so then that's something, so then you're allowed to do the zrik of the dam. So the din by Korban Pesach is different than the din by Shar Mukdashim. Now the Gemara says, Amar Gidl Amar Rav, Rav Gidl says the name of Rav, Im Zorak Hurtza. He says, the bottom line is, if you did the zrika in this situation, where you had no basar, you only had the chelev, so he says, the zrika is good, bid the evet. Aigmar says, but how can this be good, be the Eved? The meat is not allowed to be eaten, the meat is Tameh, so you have to eat the Korban Pesach. So how can you tell me it's good if you did the Zrika, Hurtza, and you don't have to bring a second Korban Pesach? You don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni, Korban Pesach? So Gemara says, Achila lo ma'akva. The reasoning is because the eating of the Korban Pesach is not ma'akev. Gemara says, what? You tell me to eat in the Korban Pesach is not ma'akev? But we spent the last couple of days learning that it is ma'akev. Voksiv, Ish lefi achlo. You must eat the Korban Pesach. That's the essence of the Korban Pesach, is to eat it. So I said, no, it didn't mean it's ma'akev, it meant the mitzvah. It's a great mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach. But if you can't, it's not ma'akev. And bid the Eved, if you did the Zrika, so everything is good. Mer says, really? Well, akiv lo? Are you telling me that the mitzvah of eating the Korban Pesach is a very beautiful mitzvah, but if you don't do it, you're okay? That's not true. Vatanya, we already learned previously. It says, b'michsas nefashos. You have to go and count and register yourself onto a specific Korban Pesach. If you're not counted on it, you can't participate in that Korban Pesach. If you count on a different Korban Pesach, you can't be counted on this Korban Pesach. One Korban Pesach. Every person has to be registered, counted onto one Korban Pesach. As we pointed out previously, your shecht to Korban Pesach, it must be for people that can eat on that Korban Pesach. You might have thought, therefore, okay, I didn't have anybody that could eat this Korban Pesach, and I shechted it anyway. And therefore, I shechted on behalf of people that were not menuyav, that weren't registered on that Korban Pesach. Okay, so I didn't fulfill the mitzvah of michsas nefashos, and therefore, yeh ka'over ala mitzvah. I didn't do the mitzvah saseh, so I was mavatal this mitzvah saseh of michsas nefashos, but nevertheless, with kosher, it's still a kosher Korban Pesach. No, Talmud Omer, it repeated it. Ish lefi achlo tochosu. It repeats this concept of michsas by saying tochosu. And we have a famous rule, which we mentioned previously, that whenever you repeat something in regards to karbanos, in regards to zvachim, hakosav shana lov la'akev, the repetition tells us that not only is it a mitzvah, but it's ma'akev. If you don't do it, you're not yotze. And therefore, the iskash ochle l'menuyin. And since the psukim are together, ish l'fi ochlo, so it tells us, tochosu, so it teaches us there is a hekish in the pasuk, the juxtaposition of these words, ochlo and tochosu, tell me that the dinim are the same. Just like tochosu, you have to be counted in the Korban Pesach, it's ma'akev, you can't be yotze if you're not counted in the Korban Pesach, so too, you can't be yotze unless you eat the Korban Pesach. So the eating is ma'akev. So how can you tell me that we're dealing over here, the b'dieved, if you did the zrika, and the bosser is telling me that you're yotze? It's ma'akev. So one says, you're right. When Rav Gidlom Rav said that im zorak hurtza, he wasn't talking about the opinion of the Chachamim, which is the opinion that we just brought down, el Rav, the Amak Rav Nosson. Rav holds like the opinion of Rabbi Nosson. What is Rabbi Nosson's opinion? Who holds the Omar, Achilas Pesachim lo ma'akva. He disagrees with these drushes that we just said, and he in fact holds that the eating of the Korban Pesach is not ma'akev. Now, where do we find such a shita of Rabbi Nosson? The Gemara is going to go through several attempts to find the shita. Hey, Rabbi Nosson, where do we find this shita of Rabbi Nosson that you're saying that Achilas Pesachim is not ma'akev? And that's what Rav Gidlom Rav said, that Zorak, Hurtza, if you did it, b'dieved, you're going to be yotze, because it's not ma'akev. Where is this opinion of Rabbi Nosson that it's not ma'akev? So let's say the following. Ilemo, ha Rabbi Nosson. It's the following Rabbi Nosson from this Braisa, the Tanya. It says in the Braisa, Rabbi Nosson Omer, minayin shekol yisro yotze b'pesach echad. How do we know that all of Klal Yisrael technically be yotze with a single Korban Pesach? Now, obviously, all of Klal Yisrael can't have a kizayis. A single Korban Pesach cannot have hundreds of thousands of kizayisim. It's a little small shepsel, a little small goat. So it has 20 kizayisim, 25 kizayisim, however many kizayisim it has, doesn't have a lot of kizayisim. So how do you say that all of Klal Yisrael could be yotze with one Korban Pesach? Because the pasuk says, Talmud Lomar, v'shachatu oso, kol kahal adas Yisrael bein arbayim. It tells us in the pasuk that all of Klal Yisrael has to go shecht the Korban Pesach, yudalev in the afternoon. Gemara asks, he kol kahal shochten? Really? Every single person in Klal Yisrael shechts the Korban Pesach? V'lo ein shochet el echad. Only one person can shecht the Korban Pesach. Therefore, when it says, v'shachatu oso, kol kahal adas Yisrael, what does that mean? That all of Klal Yisrael shechted? It means that one person was shechted, one Korban Pesach on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. Elam Lamin, Shekol Yisrael Yotzim B'Pesach Echad. So according to Rav Nosson, the way he dashes this pasuk is that all of Klal Yisrael could be Yotze technically with one Korban Pesach. But of course, that's a problem. There isn't a Kizayis for every single person in Klal Yisrael. Oh, what must you see? The Nishkefelech, if every person doesn't have a Kizayis. So you have a million people in Klal Yisrael on this single Korban Pesach, and only 20 of them will eat a Kizayis, because there's only 20 Kizayis in this little Shepsula, so therefore, not a problem. Oh, this is the Rabbi Nosson that says that eating the Korban Pesach is not ma'akev. Where it says, sorry, that's not a good raya. Maybe Dilma, maybe in this Braisa, where it says that Shachatu Kol Ka Yisrael, the reason why it's good is Shiny Hasim, it's different over there, because the Mimashre Hani Chazilani. Because who says who's going to eat it? Maybe this guy will go on, this guy will go off, this guy will go on, this guy will go off. The Mimashre Hani Chazilani. So therefore, as long as there's the potential that you can eat a Kizayis, that's why it's good. But Lav Dafka, is he suggesting that if you can't eat it, then it's still okay? He's just saying, well, these people will go off it. These people will go on it. They'll change their registration. Now, Tosa says, you're not allowed to do that. So Tosa says, this goes according to the opinion. It says, even after the Shechita, you're still allowed to do this as long as it's before the Zrika. Alternatively, Tosa says, Inami, this tells Dibra Maslu Shiny Hasam, he says, Inami, Nitmu Miktsasa, maybe some of them became tummy at that point in time and can't eat it, so somebody else will eat it. Or Oshimesu Rahman al Sam, maybe they died, and therefore Chazi Lahani. Now that Kisayas opens up for somebody else. But you can't tell me that Rabbi Nassan doesn't require you to eat the carbon pesach. So that's not the source of Rabbi Nassan saying that it's not Ma'akev. No, Ella. Ha Rabbi Nassan. Maybe it's the following opinion of Rabbi Nassan. The Tani, we learn in this Braisa. Nimu alav chabura achas. V'chazu v'nimu alav chabura acheres. You have 10 people, the 10 kizesim on the Karban Pesach. Then another 10 people come, and they go on the same Karban Pesach. Now, you don't have 20 kizesim, you only have 10 kizesim. So, what's the psak in this Braisa? Rishonim, the first 10, sheishlam kizayis, they had a designated piece of a kizayis, so then they're able to go and eat from it, Oakland, Upatur Milas Pesach Sheni, and they're Yotze with their Karban Pesach, and they don't have to bring the second Karban Pesach on Pesach Sheni. However, the second 10, the Achronim, the second group, Shein Lam Kizayis, they don't have a Kizayis in this Karban Pesach, Ein Oklim, they can't eat from it, the Chayav Milas Pesach Sheni, and therefore they weren't Yotze with this Karban Pesach, and they have to bring Karban Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Now, that's the opinion of the Tanakama, but along comes Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Nassan disagrees. Rabbi Nassan Omer, no. The second group as well, not only the first group, the first 10, certainly, but even the second 10, Elu va'elu, both the first 10 and the second 10 in my case, Peturi milasis Pesach Sheni, they don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni, because Shekvar Nizrak Adam, because the Dam was Nizrak, and therefore, if the Dam was Nizrak, even though they can't eat, the eating's not Ma'akev. Ah, this is the source for Omar Rav Gidl, Omar Rav, Imzorak, Hurtza, even though you don't eat from it, because this is the source, Rabbi Nassan says, that the eating of the Korban Pesach is not Ma'akev. Morris says, no, we still got a problem. Akate Dilma Shiny Hasam. We could still say, no, this price of Rabbi Nassan is different. Why? Dimi Mashrehani Chazi Leho. Because maybe the first 10 will say, no, Taka, we're not going to eat from it. We got onto another Korban Pesach. We just wrote down from Tosos. They joined another Korban Pesach after the Shechit. Or Nebuch, they became Tommy. Or Nebuch, they die. So therefore, we're not saying these 10 definitely don't eat it. They had a chance to eat it, possibly, and therefore, you can't tell me that Rav Nassan holds that the Achila is not Ma'akev. Mor says, no, this is a good Raya. Im Kain, if this was what Rav Nassan was saying, listen, he should have said that since they could go onto another Pesach, so the first 10 could leave, that's why the second 10 are good. Why did he say, my Shekvar Nizrak Adam? He said the reason was because the Dam was Nizrak, end of the discussion. So you clearly do see from here, this is the Rabbi Nassan source, Shema Minor, B'dam Talya Milsa, the Zrika is the critical factor, and therefore, this Rabbi Nassan holds that the Korban Pesach, eating Korban Pesach, is not Ma'akev. Aval Achil Lo Ma'ak, for the Zrika, that's Ma'akev. But the eating is not Ma'akev. Oh, this is the source, this is the Rabbi Nassan, that Omar Rav Gidl, Omar Rav, Im Zorak, Hurtza. Now the Gemara continues and asks, why did Rav Gidl, Omar Rav, forced to say that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Nassan when he could have just said that it's like the Chachamim? My dochakei derav demokim lamas nisin lechatchila of Rabbi Nassan. Why do we have to say that this goes like the opinion lechatchila of Rabbi Nassan, who says you're allowed to go and be miratza even though you can't eat the Karban Pesach? Why not just say the simple position of the Rabbanim? Nokmik Rabbanim vafilu b'diavad namilo. The Chacham's opinion is that the Korban Pesach is Ma'akev, and therefore, b'diavad, you can't be Zorek the Dam and be Meratza if you can't eat it. Why was he forced to saying it like the opinion of Rav Nassan? So the Gemara answers, Rav, Rav Gidl Amar Rav, Masnisin Kishise, because the wording of the Mishnah was problematic. Why was that? Because why did it say in the Mishnah, Amai Tani Ein Zorek Es HaDam? It said, you're not allowed to do the Zrik on the Dam. It should have just said, this is the apostle. It should have said that it's apostle. Ah, El Shmamina, when it says that you shouldn't be Zorik the Dam, it implies only Lechatchila in Zorik Lechatchila. However, Abu B'dieved, like Rabbi Nassan, the B'dieved Shap B'dami, it would be good. That's why Rav Gidl Amar Rav interpreted our Mishnah as being like Rabbi Nassan and not like the full position of the Chachamim, that even B'dieved, it's not good. Now, Ul Rabbi Nassan, who says that it's not Ma'akev, we went through his drasha, but what do you do with the drasha of the Chachamim that said Ish Kifi Achlo, where we said the Hekish between Achila and being listed, registered for the Korban Pesach, so they're Ma'akev, just like the Michsas Nefashos, the Tachosu, the double language is Ma'akev, so we said the Hekish is that the Achila is also Ma'akev, so why doesn't Rabbi Nassan hold like that as well?
So the Gemara says, "Debayina gabro dechazi lechila." He interprets that to say that it has to be a person that could eat, as opposed to a chola or a zokin that couldn't eat. But once you're a person that could eat, you could eat the kezayis. So then lav davka is a ma'akiv if you don't eat the kezayis. Now the Gemara says, "Man tana leha lutan rabban." Who's the author of the following brisa? The brisa says, "Shechato liochlov." If you go and shech the korban pesach for those people that are allowed to eat from it, but you had in mind by the zrika of Izarku domo when you did the zrika of the dam shelo liochlov. You had in mind that it wouldn't be liochlov. So in this situation, ha pesach atzma kosher. The korban pesach is a good korban pesach. And in fact, the odem yotzei bo yidei chavasa, and a person can fulfill his obligation, doesn't have to bring a Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Now, who is this like? You're not eating it over here because the Zrika was Shalom Liochlov, so that would ruin it. So come on. So let us say that this is Neima Rabbi Nosson hi below Rabbanon. Let us say that this is the opinion of Rabbi Nosson and not like the opinion of the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, no. This could even be like the opinion of the Chachamim, because the Zrika Machshava doesn't ruin it. We learned this previously in Daf Samach Aleph, Ein Machshevas Ochlim B'Zrika, that when you have an improper Machshava during the Zrika about the Achila, so that doesn't ruin it. So therefore, you still can eat it. And therefore, this could be even according to the opinion of the Chachamim, that it's a good Karban Pesach, because you still are allowed to go and eat it. Now the Gemara adds, Mon Tana Loha Dutana Rabban. Who's the author of the following brisa? Harei shaya chole bishas shchita. If a person was nebuch sick at the time that they shechted the korban pesach, however, Baruch Hashem, he got a refuah shleima v'chalim. Chalim means he got better, not coming from the word chole, but chalim, he got better bishas zrika. He, Baruch Hashem, had a refuah shleima and he was bari. Rashi says chalim means bari. He was bari at the time that they did the zrika of the korban pesach, or vice versa. Chalim bishas shchita. He was healthy at the time of the shchita, but nebuch v'chole bishas zrika. But he got sick at the time of the zrika. So what's the halacha? The Braisa says, "Ein shochatim v'zorkin lo." This person cannot be included in the shchita or the zrika because this person was not healthy the entire time. In order to be included in the korban pesach to be yotze, achshei chalim, you have to be healthy, bari, mishas shchita, achshei zrika, for the entire period of time. Now, who is this going like? Let us say, name a rabbanani, that this is the opinion of the rabbanim, because you have to be healthy at the shchita and the zrika. In other words, you have to be able to go and eat from the korban pesach. It's ma'akev if you don't eat from it. It looks like it's the opinion of the chachamim, but lo Rabbi Nosson. Not Rabbi Nosson says you don't have to eat from it. So what would be the terrible thing if you weren't eligible to eat it at the time of the zrika? Someone says no. Afilu tema Rabbi Nosson. This could even be going according to Rabbi Nosson says that the achil is not ma'akev because gavra dechazi la'achil abinan. As we said previously, you have to be eligible to eat it. Lav dafka, you have to eat it. But if you're sick, if you're a zaken or a chola, and you can't go and eat it because you're a chola, so therefore you wouldn't be eligible to be yotze with this korban pesach. Another brisa, man tanu l'chotanu the rabbanon. Who's the author of the following brisa? Which sheet that this is going to accord with? Shechato b'tara. They shechted it. Bitara, but then v'achakach nitnu habalim. Then subsequently, before the zrika, the balim became tamei. So yizarek hadam bitara. So the blood has to be thrown by tahorim. However, va'al yachal basar bituma. But the meat can't be eaten by the people that are tamei. Now, who does this go like? Come on, where it says. Amar Rabbi, now the Girsa that we have is Rabbi Eliezer, but it should be Rabbi Elazar, says on the side. Amar Rabbi Elazar, b'machlokes shnuya. This is the exact machlokes that we're talking about, the Rabbi Nosson, and this goes according to the opinion of Rabbi Nosson. Now, we just said that even Rabbi Nosson holds Gavra de Chazi Lachila Beinim, but according to Rabbi Elazar, that's not true. He says that you don't have to be a Gavra de Chazi Lachila, and even though they're Tomei, it's still perfectly good because he holds that Rabbi Nosson says, in fact, that a person does not have to be a Gavra de Chazi Lachila. It's not Ma'akev, and not only is it not Ma'akev, you don't even have to be Roy to eat it. That's Rabbi Nosson's opinion. And that's what Rabbi Elazar says over here. This third brisa that we just brought down goes in accord with that Shita, that understanding of Rabbi Nosson. However, Rabbi Yochanan Amar differently. Afilu tamei rabbanan. He says, no, not only is it not forced to be Rabbi Nosson, it could even be the opinion of the Chachamim. Why is that? Because you know what we're talking about over here. Hachem ayaskinan. This brisa is dealing with the following bitzibor. It's talking about the majority of Klai Yisrael is tamei. And when the majority of Klai Yisrael is tamei, so then, dafilu bituma nami avdei. As we've already mentioned many times, the essence of the korban pesach is to eat it, and this is the exception to the rule. While other korbanos sibur can be brought betuma but can't be eaten betuma, here the korban pesach is brought betuma and can be eaten betuma. So therefore, this goes even according to the chachamim of Rabbi Nosson that say that you're allowed to go and be yotzi with this korban pesach because it is the majority of Klai Yisrael that is tamei. But that leads to an obvious question. Ibit Zibor, if we're dealing that the majority of Klai Yisrael is Tameh, so then not only can you bring it, but then, am I in a bosa necha betumah? So then why can't you eat it? We just said that this Raisa says that you can bring it, but you can't eat it. But if the majority of Klai Yisrael is Tameh, then you should be able to eat it as well. So here the Gemara says, this is a gzera de rabbanon. Min hadin, min nidar raisa, you'd be allowed to eat it, because it's allowed to be brought betumah, and it's allowed to be eaten betumah. But here, since this tumah occurred after the shrita, before the zrika, that's why this year you're allowed to go and eat it. But next year, you know what's going to happen? Gzera, shami yitamu balam li achar zrika. Next year, the similar thing is going to happen, but a little bit different. The first year, when you're allowed to eat it, betumah min hadin min daraisa, that's because they became tameh after the shechita, before the zrika. But next year, you know what's going to happen? That they're going to become tameh after the zrika. Now, after the zrika, the carbon is already ritzui, and then you're not allowed to eat it betumah. So in this situation, there's a potential for a mistake, and therefore the rabbis made a gzera. They're going to say, shema yitamu habalim liacha zrika, next year it's going to happen that it'll be after the zrika that the balim become tameh. The majority of Klai Yisrael becomes tameh. The yomru. And they're going to say, hey, last year, eshtakad lo nitmeinu v'chanu, we were able to eat it last year, so therefore we should be able to eat it this year as well. Hashanami necho. But they're not going to know the difference. They're not going to realize that last year, the ishtakad, the reason why they were allowed to eat it was ki izdarik dam balam tveim havu, because they were already tameh at the time of the zrika. And if you're tameh at the time of the zrika, then you're allowed to eat it betumah. But this year, hashta balam taorim havu, they're now tar at the time of the zrika, the ritzui, the carbon is accepted, and now they become tameh, they're not allowed to eat it. It's because of this concern that there could be a mistake. So the rabbi said across the board, we're making a gezeira over here, we're never going to allow you to go and eat in this situation if you became tameh before the zrika, because of the concern that you may not realize that if you become tameh after the zrika, you're not allowed to eat it. So therefore the rabbis made a gezeira. That really concludes our discussion that we had to understand the first understanding of Amar Gidl Amar Rav. But now we'll just conclude the shir with one last understanding. B'bayis Ema, you could explain that Amar of Gidl Amar Rav was as follows. Rav, the Amar Rabbi Yoshua, Rav's opinion, Rav Gidl Amar Rav, is in fact going in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua, which we learned, the Tanya. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, kol hazvachim shebetorah, all korbanos in the Torah, whether bein shenitmo basar v'chelev kaim, whether the basar became tameh and the chelev is tahar, or bein shenitmo chelev, or the chalev is tameh, but the basar is kayim, then you're allowed to do the zrika. That was the end part of the Mishnah. Zorika sedam. So that is perfectly acceptable. However, nazir v'osa pesach, by the carbon nazir, and by the bringing the carbon pesach, then in those situations, nitmo chalev u'basar kayim, if the chalev, the sacrificial fats became tameh, the basar is kayim, then you're still allowed to be zorika sedam. However, nitma basar, but if the basar became tameh, the chalev kayim, and the chalev is still around, in this situation, Rabbi Shua says, ain zorik es hadam. You're not allowed to be zorik the dam. However, the imzorak, but if bid the eved, you did the zrika, hurtza, your carbon is accepted. Now, that's bid the eved. Nitmu ha-balim b'meis. But if the balim became tummy meis, then lo yizrok. Then you're not allowed to go do the zrika by the nazir or by the carbon pesach. But in that situation, the imzorak, lo hurtza, it's not good bid the eved in that situation. Why not? Because he's not roi to eat from the carbon. And by the carbon pesach, if a person is not roi, so then he's not capable of being yotzei. And the same thing applies to a nazir as well. And therefore, in this situation, by tumas meis, if the balim became tamei meis, so then the zrika doesn't work even with the eved. So Rav Gidl Amar Rav was talking about only the situation where nitma basar v'chelev kayam. There it's hurtza. But in the situation of nitma balim b'meis, you're not allowed to do the zrika, l'chatchila, and even b'diavad, imzarak lo hortza. With that, we conclude today's shir.